It's Saturday at 6 p.m., and a crowd full of kids and their parents are jamming out to the Flaming Fjords at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. The band, made up mostly of middle schoolers, is playing a cover of the 2011 hit Safe and Sound. That's Harper McFerrin, 12 years old, on the keys.
It was really exhilarating. I feel like eventually I just started fading into, like, with the light, like, I just got into the groove of it.
She's been a part of Nagoonberries since the fall. It's a local music education organization that forms bands for kids and adults alike to practice and play with.
Once you had a song memorized, you didn't have to practice too much, but I practiced a lot, like, in the last few days.
Rock and soccer mom Nikki Bass started this fundraiser, Rock and Goal, last year. In the hallway between sets, she says soccer and rock music may seem different, but there's some overlap.
Both programs just really instill confidence and teamwork and just, you know, working hard.
Bass says the first year, grown-ups were surprised at their kids' shredding skills.
The crowd, including myself, but the crowd was just so blown away by the talent. You know, at first you're thinking, okay, kids in a rock band, this is gonna be awesome, it'll be cute, but no, they're so good. They're all just so good.
Her son's high school band, Downrigger, is up next. Frontwoman 15-year-old Alani Hope Mateo has been playing guitar for more than half of her life. Mateo says she finds the mission of Nagoonberries inspirational.
Oh my gosh, I love this program. I mean, they encourage everyone to come play rock music. They can encourage, like, really, really young kids or teenagers like me or just adults, and they always, like, gather people together and everyone gets to hear them. So I love how encouraging they are.
She plans to keep playing music and performing on stages in Juneau because it's fun, but also because she wants to show other young people what they can be capable of.
Well, I think that it gives them a bit more confidence that they can go on stage. Especially, like, if you're a teenager trying to, like, oh, I want to go on stage, but I'm a little scared to. Seeing other teenagers do it and just, you know, feel a little bit more confident about themselves, too. At least that's what I want for other people to feel when I'm up on stage, is that I can give them confidence as well.
And with the confidence she's found in the program, Mateo also writes and performs her own songs.
And this next song I wrote...
This is her song, The Angel. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.